smaller license than the value goes up.
I understand that.
So,
but after the books close,
I can see both sides of the issue. I know what.
But I think after the books close is whenever it becomes kind of a sticky issue.
So. I agree.
Well, what we've got, what I believe we've got right now with all of these add-ons, that it came from a split, a parent parcel. So if we approve these and the customer has been sent the increase notice, but it wasn't mailed until September the...
It wouldn't be mailed until we approve them, will it? So be
well,
all...
No, I think you mailed them already, didn't
you? We
mail
them when we do the work.
Okay.
What's the date on that? Somewhere there's a look at
September. September.
I know it's the latter part of September. So,
well, the add-on here is 10/8.
That's the date that the
that's
hold
the
was
date
put
he
on.
Couldn't, you can't go with that.
Yeah, Brandon.
September 12th.
There'll be a letter.
Look at the change notices.
September 12th.
September 12th.
So if there was an, if you wanted to look at it that way, you could say if there was an issue with the taxpayer, they would have contacted us a month ago.
Although they're not going to know the value of the property at that time. Yes. Unless you, do you have value on it at that time?
Maybe you could describe that change notice there, Brandon.
The notice of change in assessed value has new assessed value of $950 on this one specifically. Increase in assessed value of $950 and then new appraised value of $5,000. The previous was zero. So it shows the shows what the previous was and shows the...
What it amounts to is we can approve these as is, and they have your increased letter. When they get their tax bill, it would be nice if there was a letter in there stating they have the right to go to the state. There should be a letter in there letting them know they have the right to go to the state tax commission. And at that time...
It says it on that change, notice of change. But now it looks like the notice of change was not sent to the parent. There was no notice of change sent to the parent property. Does that sound right?
It's got to go to the parent property also.
It's to who owns that property. Notice will go to who's going to get the tax.
So on the first three, my understanding that is a son or relative of some sort. So he's got his new assessed value and parcel, and it is showing the notice of change letter. You go to the original parcel, and there is no notice of change letter. Then you go to the third, and it's the same person as the second one, and there is a notice of change because it went from zero to... So I guess that's what I'm asking. That middle one, there's no... So do any of the parent parcels not have...
We don't send a change notice if the value stays the same
or decreases. So we have no way of knowing. So if, and that means neither does the landowner. Mm-mm. Without
parent parcel should be receiving a notice because his values increased on less land.
No. We won't. If the value goes down, we don't send them an increase notice.
I guess
it didn't go down.
We don't know what it did. We don't know.
Okay, you have a parent parcel. And you change it, you make it smaller.
Yes.
The value is going to likely go down on that parent parcel because you've split off something. So the value went down. We do not send an increase notice because it didn't increase.
I agree 100%, but I don't see any abatement showing that the value went down on them that we've had. All we've got is add-ons. Wesley, did you ever see any where the value of the parent went down?
There's what it was before. There's
difference.
There's what it is
after.
Okay. Which one are you looking at there?
Oh, showing as an add-on.
And it shows decrease in the estate value.
Okay. You showed them as add-ons instead of...
That's what they was given to you.
Sheila, we talked about the reasons. We have to have a reason to put there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only like five reasons. We talked about this last week.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about adding. I think you were comfortable not adding any. We have to have something, a reason in the program, so that's why they use add-on.
When you normally would present it to us, then have I forgotten? Did you normally call it an add-on when you were lowering the value? Do you remember? Yeah.
If it was a split parcel, I would say so.
Okay. So then what we're calling an add-on, no, I don't think. It would usually show us here, like, you know, split, the reason, and stuff. But what we're calling here then, this number, where you lower the value on the parent parcel that we're calling an add-on, so it's going to be in this book with all the add-ons?
Yes. So here's the two parcels. Verse 3. This here's currently the parent parcel, and this here's where the split-offs from the parent are. They went from zero to that price and that price.
So the 3880 and the 950 should add up to the 4050, if we're, which it doesn't. I'm just saying, that is that right in my?
This should, the assessed value should come back to the assessed value for your so is this coming off? If I start out with 20,000 assessed value, and we're going to split it out. And if you go 10 and 10, then you're going to come back, the collector's going to balance. But if you do 10 and 8, you're not going to, unless you've got an abatement to lower it. The collector, when it comes to that, it either has to be collected, delinquent, or abatement. Maybe there's another one. Are you saying these two don't add up to the vision?
It doesn't look like it. If you take 3880, we're here.
Hope so. Should it not add up to what we're subtracting now?
Mm-hmm. Did you need a calculator? 950 and 380, does that add up to
3880. Right. You take the 3880 plus the 950. But if they took off 4,050, but added 4,830, there's a difference of 820 or something like that. No, it'd be the other way around. But anyways, there's an increase of $800, roughly.
On the parent parcel.
On one of the parcels.
Well, the parent parcel went down.
It went down.
The parent parcel went down. The assessed value on these two
went up. More than what the parent parcel
took. More than what the original parent parcel was.
So, and they were sent a notice. These two were sent notices?
Yes.
Yeah, but I guess my point is it shouldn't.
If the parent parcel went down, he wouldn't receive a notice.
Right.
Only if it went up.
But what Brandon's getting at is the parent parcel is one price. You split these two things off of it. Mm-hmm. These two things added to the new parent parcel, to what was left of the parent parcel, should equal the same
Mm-hmm. Without any improvements. I mean, it's not like they added roads, houses, infrastructure. It should be the same. And it said it was raised $800-some-odd.
But was it doing this under 419 when they did their calculations?
They'd have to. And that's why they were sending in police notice. And they can be... The big thing is anywhere that the parent parcel was left the same and not abated down, then they would have needed to receive an increase notice as long as they did that. Because technically, even though their assessed value didn't change, it did increase on the amount of land they owned, if they owned less land. And the reason the increase notice is so that bring it to their attention that they have the right to protest because they've lost the first right. I've not. Whenever a split come to me, I would always total my add-ons to see that they match the split. And I don't know whether it was in an assessment or non-assessment, because if not, then at the end of the year.
That's a good point, Tilo, because the collector used to do courtesy splits at the counter when we had a different system, and you would have to come back to the original value.
Yes, up until about 2000. Eight.
Yes.
2008, you did. But after that, when it came through, when the split come to, you had to total, if in the middle of the year, you had to total them together to see that they came back to the original amount you were charged with.
I agree.
Or you couldn't balance.
That's why I'm saying that I've had commissioners give me I've had several commissioners over the years, several different commissions, so they have changed their minds back and forth. However you establish it today is how we will proceed.
If I could, for 4 years now, we've used the Ulrich program. Kathy Dorsey in our mapping department does these splits, adds new numbers where new numbers are needed. And Kenny Davis in the appraisal department that changes values. We've been doing it the same for 4 years now. As you both know, our office is always open. You're always welcome to come in and review these parcels at any time.
Are you saying you've been doing it after the book closed? Because we've never had...
So we've never had this many brought to us after the book's closed that I know of. I'm not aware of ever having this many brought to us. Because this is all supposed to have been done before July 1st, right?
I would say no. I would say these parcels have had changes after the book closed. Or they wouldn't be here.
Is that your understanding?
His understanding that these are changed after the book closed, but in the...
We have no control over who files a deed or a survey. We only work what we're given and when they come in. And I can't imagine we have any reason to not do that. You know, before the book's closed, we make a very diligent effort to get everything in the book before it's closed. Again, we're there 40 hours a week to come question whatever we're doing, and we have not changed the way we're doing it.
All I know is that after the big close, when the split was brought to me, I would total the assessed value of the add-on to see that it came back to the parent parcel. And if it didn't, I'd take it to the assessor and they would make the adjustments so it come back to the parent parcel. But if we approve these, then the customer has to be made aware that if their value has increased,